Well, good morning. My name's Joshua, and I'm one of the pastors here at Dalby Presbyterian, and it's my privilege to kind of join you at home this morning, and we get to look at that part of the Bible. Thanks, Charlie. Thanks, Link. Thanks, Louis, for doing that for us. That was really great. I love the spices. But let me pray for us as we start. Dear God, this morning we come before you and we know certainty in our hearts is not something we can just kind of conjure up. Lord, it is a gift from you. And so, Lord, as we hear your word and hear you speak this morning, I just pray that, Lord, you'll give us certainty about you and all that you have done for us. And we pray this in your son's precious name. Amen. A little bit of uncertainty is fun, isn't it? Like, I think I play this little game at church, and I often make a coffee for myself around kind of the mid-morning. And what I do is I never kind of fuss about the date of the milk. And so sometimes I'm just not sure how kind of past the use-by date the milk is. And it just adds a little bit of excitement kind of to my day as I think I'm unsure as if this coffee is going to taste any good. I did look this morning. The milk was best before the 12th, which is this morning. So I'm perfectly fine. None of the other staff members tend to like to play this game with me. But there's a sense, I think, at times where a little bit of uncertainty is fun. Like if you don't know what's coming in a movie, it kind of makes it just a little bit more thrilling. Sometimes uncertainty or being unsure, just in small things, it's not really a bother. I know a number of you have been texting in and kind of you're worried, you're unsure if the fern that we've got sitting on the desk is going to kind of make it. We're working on getting it back to health. But there are things that we're unsure about that they're just kind of little and they don't really matter. But then there can be things that we're unsure about that actually do really seem to impact us. I mean, you think about kind of COVID-19 and I know a number of people where it's got them quite unsure. There are still people, though, who aren't kind of particularly uncertain about it. Life hasn't changed. But I think it would be fair to say that there's a level of uncertainty that we can get to in our lives where we actually all just feel uncomfortable. It's going to be a different thing for all of us, but being unsure and being uncertain is not something that we as humans love to be. We love to kind of be confident and sure. And so it's been really great, I feel, as we've been working through Mark's kind of story of Jesus' life this term, that what Mark has shown us is he's shown us a Jesus who is for the not so sure. So this morning, if you're facing uncertainty and feeling uncertain, or if you're just someone who's caring for someone who is unsure, I'd love you to see this morning Jesus who is for the not so sure. And there's two things I really want you to see. I want you to see that Jesus is patient and that Jesus is planned. And so they're the two points we're going to kind of just wander through this morning, patient and planned. So let's start with point one, a patient Jesus. Right, one of the things we've been doing as part of having church online is we've been getting to film some families kind of doing Kid Spot. And it's been a great joy. And I've loved getting to catch up with a few families and do that. Do you know what wasn't a joy, unfortunately, was filming my own children. It was highly stressful. And it wasn't their fault. Like, it was all me. Like, it was just so hard to be patient. They wouldn't look this way. They wouldn't speak that way. It was incredibly frustrating. And I'm fairly sure I'm not alone. I imagine some of you at home have had a crack at homeschooling already. It's fairly hard to be patient, isn't it? Homeschooling. I reckon we're going to be more in love with teachers after this than ever before. Or kids, maybe you've been helping your parents or your grandparents out trying to just figure out technology. Boy, is it hard to be patient. It's incredibly tough to be patient. It's especially hard with the people that you're closest to. The thing is, it just doesn't seem like that for Jesus. Right, the whole way through Mark's story of Jesus' life, Mark has shown us that Jesus is patient. Right, Jesus has been patient with unsure people. It's been amazing. Even the people closest to him, actually, especially with the people closest to him, Jesus has been patient. He's been patient with his disciples, his followers, his friends. And you'd think as the people closest to him, they're the ones that should get him. But they're actually the most uncertain at times. And yet Jesus is incredibly patient with their uncertainty. It's quite incredible. I mean, let me show you, right? At the very start of Mark's kind of story, Jesus said, "Follow me." And with this kind of gung-ho certainty, these followers of Jesus say, "Hey, yeah, we will follow you." But since then, it has just been downhill, right? Here are a few examples for you. Chapter 4, verse 40, Jesus says to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." Right, in 6:49, it says this, "But when they saw him walking on the lake, they thought he was a ghost. They cried out because they all saw him and were terrified. Immediately he spoke to them and said, 'Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid.'" And just in case you think all their fear is kind of water-based, go to chapter 8, verse 16. It says this, Jesus says to them, "Do you have eyes but fail to see, and ears but fail to hear, and don't you remember?" Right? He's just patient with them. They're so uncertain. Chapter 9, verse 32. "But they did not understand what he meant and were afraid to ask him about it." Oh. At one stage, right, Jesus even asked them in chapter 7, he kind of says, "Are you so dull?" They just seem thick to Jesus, right? How can they still be unsure? But he's never, ever exasperated with them. He just isn't. He's patient with their uncertainty. He keeps talking about what he's come to do, and he keeps showing them who he is, all the way to the end. And actually, in the verses we heard that the Jones family read to us, right, Jesus' patience hasn't run out, even at the end. It's as if he anticipates their uncertainty. He knows them so well that he still wants to be patient with them. He leaves a messenger next to his empty deathbed with a calm and patient message. Chapter 16, verse 6, the messenger says, "Don't be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus, the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen." Right? And the messenger kind of says, "Hey, Jesus is going to keep being patient with you. He's going to keep helping you know him." Listen to verse 7. "But go, tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." Right? The picture that Mark paints from start to finish, and it seems like even what's going to keep going after the book finishes, is of a patient Jesus. Jesus is patient with his unsure disciples, which is great. It's absolutely great because we are often such an unsure kind of people. Right, as you sit in your lounge rooms this morning, my guess is there's roughly two types of unsure people. And I think one type might be kind of the curious onlooker, you know, someone who's not a follower of Jesus, but is somewhat interested. And maybe you're only an onlooker because there's just things about Jesus that you're not sure about. And I think Jesus being patient is actually great news for you. Because what it means is you don't have to have Jesus all sorted before getting a bit closer to him. Jesus shows throughout this whole book of Mark that he is okay. Actually, I'd even say more than okay with you being a bit unsure. He's patient and he's helpful. And actually what might happen is as you get a bit closer, some of those kind of uncertainties might seem to fade away. I want to be clear that followers of Jesus, like, we don't have it all sorted. You saw a number of our kids at the start of the service. They're kind of beginning their journey following Jesus, and there's things and questions that they've got. And then you kind of saw Ross, who's a little bit further down the track, but he's still wrestling with some of the same questions, right? Sometimes it might look that as followers of Jesus, we've got it all together, we get him perfectly, which can be a bit intimidating for those of you that don't. But we don't have it all together, right? There's still things and still moments where we too are a bit unsure. And we don't want to get in the way of kind of you bringing your uncertainties to Jesus. And so if that sounds like something you'd like to do this Easter, bring the things that you're unsure about, we'd actually really love to help you do that. It's hard at this time to do it in ways that we usually would, but we've set up this website, dpc.cc/next-steps, and there's some opportunities there for you to kind of connect in with us. And what we're hoping is, I don't think we can convince you about the things that you're unsure about, but as you come to Jesus, he will be patient and kind, and he might help you get to know him more. That's the first type of person who might be unsure about Jesus. The other kind of people who can be unsure of Jesus are the people who follow him already. If you're a follower of Jesus and you have some uncertainties, right, the great thing about Jesus being patient is that you don't have to bury those uncertainties. You don't have to pretend that they're not there and that you've got it all together. Right? Because Jesus is patient even with those closest to him. Right? He's not like me as a dad filming my kids. He's not like parents kind of homeschooling their kids. He's not like young people helping older people with technology. Right? He's patient. And even in your uncertainty, he patiently goes about helping you getting to know him more. Right? And there are things we're uncertain about, even if we're following Jesus. And sure, kind of coronavirus is one of those things, but that's really just jumped on a pile of stuff that we're already kind of uncertain of. You know, some of the uncertainties floating around, like, what will I do after grade 12? Will I study? Will I do a trade? Will it work out? Right? We're uncertain if Jesus actually just has a plan for our life. No. Your wife might be sick, husbands are ill, something's going on with your child. Like, we're uncertain about what Jesus is doing. Does he care? And as you sit and watch the news from around our country and around the world, it feels like we want to ask, Jesus, are you actually in control of this? Right? There is a whole lot of uncertainty floating around. And here's an example from my week just gone. I've got a friend, a good friend of mine, and his mum's really unwell at the moment. And I got to pray with him this week, which was really great. But I was actually just really nervous. I was really nervous because I wasn't sure what I should pray. I wasn't sure what I could ask of Jesus. And actually, like, there was a moment where I thought, maybe I won't even pray with my friend because I'm just not sure what to say to Jesus about this, right? Uncertainty is all around. And some uncertainties cause us directly to kind of question Jesus, some a bit more indirectly. But here's the great thing about Jesus being patient. We don't have to bury those uncertainties. We can actually share them with him, right? The book of Psalms, the kind of one of those big long books in the middle of the Bible, man, those writers in that book, they model really well what it sounds like to kind of share your uncertainties with Jesus. And it lines up with the picture that Mark paints, that Jesus is for the not so sure. He's patient with us in our uncertainty. And the reason that he's patient is because he actually wants us to move towards certainty. Jesus wants us to be sure about him. And I do want to be really clear about this because there is a problem with uncertainty. Right? What I don't want you to hear me saying is that Jesus is indifferent to our uncertainty. Right? I don't think Mark wants us to think that Jesus doesn't mind if we're unsure about him. He definitely does mind. If he didn't mind, he wouldn't be patient, right? He'd throw his hands up and just walk away, right? He wants people to know him. He wants people to be sure about him. That's why he's patient. And so while it's okay to be uncertain, right, it's not the postcode that you want to live in. Here's the risk of making uncertainty your hometown. Here's the problem of living in uncertainty about Jesus permanently. Right. I don't know if you've ever built anything from IKEA. Around Christmas time, I bought a bookshelf, one of those bookshelfy kinds of things that they sell for our lounge room. And at one point in the build or construction, I'm not sure I'm allowed to call it building, I just didn't quite get the instructions. Like, they just felt a bit unclear to me. And so what I thought to myself was, I can probably do this myself. And so instead of taking my time to just understand the instructions, I kind of just tossed them over my shoulder and I just forged on. It wasn't long before I realised I wasn't going to be able to finish the bookshelf. One bit was upside down and another bit, I think, was back to front, right? For some reason, my uncertainty had led me to just doing my own thing. Uncertainty with Jesus can lead us to forge on and just do our own thing. And it's this doing our own thing that's the problem. It's what the Bible calls sin. And the Bible's clear, everyone does it, right? They forge on and they do their own thing. And the Bible shows that it just makes a real mess. It makes a mess of our relationship with God, makes a mess of our relationship with each other, and it makes an absolute mess of our world, right? And that's the risk of living in uncertainty about Jesus permanently, that we'll just forge on and do our own thing. So if Jesus wants his disciples to be sure about him, how does what happens in the story that was read to us by the potatoes, how does that help us be sure? Well, he helps his disciples be sure because he shows them that he is a planned Jesus. And this is our second point, a planned Jesus. If you come back to the part of the Bible that we read together earlier, the messenger who Jesus thoughtfully leaves to greet the women says to them, "Don't be unsure about what's going on. Jesus told you this would happen." Right? Jesus is on script. Jesus is sure. He's confident in what he's doing. We're back, right? Chapter 16, verse 6. "Don't be alarmed," the messenger said. "You are looking for Jesus the Nazarene who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. Then you will see him." And here's the bit. "Just as he told you." Right? Jesus is not ad-libbing. Right? He's on script. If you were to flip back through Mark's story three times, he tells them clearly exactly what's going to happen. The first time is back in chapter 8, verse 31. Jesus began to teach them that he must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and after 3 days rise again. He spoke plainly about this, right? And he said it all again in chapter 9, verse 31, and he said it all again in chapter 10, verse 32, right? Jesus is on script. The way Jesus speaks to his followers when they are unsure is to say, "Hey, I'm planned." He's made it clear to them that this is what would happen. And it has happened, right? He's planned. His death, his resurrection, planned so that they might be forgiven for forging on and doing their own thing. But Jesus just keeps patiently showing them who he is and what he's come to do. Right? He's planned. When you're unsure about Jesus, I don't know what it might be with, but maybe it's with what he's doing. Is he actually in control? Does he care? Maybe it's with what he has to say about life, you know, sexuality, gender, money, men, women, families, life, death, anxiety, government. Jesus does have a lot to say. The fact that his death and resurrection are planned says that he is in control and he does care and that he's offering forgiveness and life, right? He's offering forgiveness and life to those of us who do our own thing. When you're wrestling with uncertainty, right, with Jesus, please don't hear me claiming to know kind of what's going on in the background. That would be so unloving of me. And actually, I'd be kidding myself because I don't know. But based on the death and resurrection of Jesus, I am claiming to know what the answer isn't, right? And the answer is not that Jesus has lost control. It's not that he doesn't care. It's not that he doesn't want you to have forgiveness and life. Sorry, there's way too many double negatives there, right? What I'm saying is Jesus is in control, Jesus cares, and Jesus wants you to have forgiveness and life. The cross and the resurrection, that they prove that. The cross and the resurrection, they're not all that Jesus has done, but I think they're the biggest thing that he's done. And I think they're the best evidence that we've got, right? The fact that when Jesus gets up from death, that when God raises him, right, it says to us that God cares about what he's created and that he's in control of what he's created. Right, it's not as if there's kind of just spiritual bits that he cares about or there's non-spiritual bits that he's not so fussed on, right? God cares about the whole lot, all of his creation and the planned death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. They show that to us. And in any of our uncertainty, right, we should look to Jesus. And behind him, what you'll see is an empty cross and an empty tomb. And I think what you're going to see is proof. Proof that Jesus is patient and proof that Jesus is planned. Proof that Jesus is for the not so sure. It's been different to do Easter like this with you. But as a team, we've still found it a great joy, right? Because this is Easter. That Jesus died, that Jesus rose again, just like he said he would. And I think the great thing to finish Mark's gospel with is we've got to hear Jesus say to us all the way through, is if you want to follow him into this new kind of resurrection life, you can. He says you can take your uncertainties to him and he will patiently and lovingly help you be sure about him, not just now, but because of his planned death and resurrection, you can do that and be sure with him forevermore. Let me pray for you. Dear God, we want to thank you that you are patient with us. We can take a while to understand you and be sure of you. But we are grateful that you are patient and that you keep working so that we can know you. Thank you that when we look at you, that behind you we can see the empty cross and the empty tomb, proof that you have done everything to bring us back to be with you. And we pray that you will continue to work to make us sure. Lord, help us trust you. Amen.